Week 1, Friday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. When God made man, he gave him all the earth, all growing things with every bird and beast. Then Adam named them at the Lord's command, subdued the greatest of them and the least. In his own image God created man, and when from dust he fashioned Adam's face, the likeness of his only Son was formed, his Word incarnate, filled with truth and grace. To God the Father and to Christ his Son and Blessed Spirit, heaven and earth give praise. Creation with tremendous voice cries out, All holy is the mighty Lord of days. Lord, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Psalm 40. Happy the man who considers the poor and the weak. The Lord will save him in the day of evil, will guard him, give him life, make him happy in the land, and will not give him up to the will of his foes. The Lord will help him on his bed of pain. He will bring him back from sickness to health. As for me, I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My foes are speaking evil against me. How long before he dies and his name be forgotten? They come to visit me and speak empty words. Their hearts full of malice, they spread it abroad. My enemies whisper together against me. They all weigh up the evil which is on me. Some deadly thing has fastened upon him. He will not rise again from where he lies. Thus even my friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has turned against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Let me rise once more, and I will repay them. By this I shall know that you are my friend, if my foes do not shout in triumph over me. If you uphold me, I shall be unharmed, and set in your presence for evermore. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from age to age. Amen. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Psalm 45. God is for us a refuge and strength, a helper close at hand in time of distress. So we shall not fear though the earth should rock, though mountains fall into the depths of the sea, even though its waters rage and foam, even though the mountains be shaken by its waves. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. The waters of a river give joy to God's city, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within, it cannot be shaken. God will help it at the dawning of the day. Nations are in tumult, kingdoms are shaken. He lifts his voice, the earth shrinks away. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, consider the works of the Lord, the redoubtable deeds he has done on the earth. He puts an end to wars over all the earth. The bow he breaks, the spear he snaps, he burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. All the peoples will come and adore you, Lord. A Canticle from Revelations 15. Great and wonderful are your deeds, O Lord God, the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the ages. Who shall not fear and glorify your name, O Lord? For you alone are holy. All nations shall come and worship you, for your judgments have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All the peoples will come and adore you, Lord. A reading from Romans 15. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbour for his good, to edify him. For Christ did not please himself, but, as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. Responsory. Christ loved us and has washed away our sins with his blood. Christ loved us and has washed away our sins with his blood. He made us a line of kings, priests, to serve God. Christ loved us and has washed away our sins with his blood. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Christ loved us and has washed away our sins with his blood. The Lord has come to help us, his servants. He has remembered his mercy. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has come to help us, his servants. He has remembered his mercy. Intercessions. God, our loving Father, who cares for us and knows all our needs, with confidence we pray, Father, may we find rest in your love. Christ your Son suffered and died for the Church. Be with all Christians who are suffering tonight. Father, may we find rest in your love. Bring the sick to your comfort and healing. Strengthen them through the victory of Calvary. Father, may we find rest in your love. Be near us, Almighty Father, for you alone can save us from the evils that threaten us. Father, may we find rest in your love. Strengthen us in the hour of death. Let us know your peace. Father, may we find rest in your love. Bring the dead into your light, comfort them with your presence. Father, may we find rest in your love. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, teach us the lessons of your Son's passion, and so enable us, your people, to bear the yoke he makes light for us. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us, and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.